It's All Things Considered on WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Later this year, Tennessee will celebrate its role in helping women secure the right to vote. Tennessee was the key state to approve the 19th Amendment in August 1920. While many of the observances look back, one local project is exploring what voting means for women today. Media producers Amy Gibson and Bob Deck created the effort called Every Woman Vote. Gibson recently spoke with WUOT's Brandon Hollingsworth.
When we're looking at other projects and other things that are happening, not just in Knoxville and in East Tennessee, in the state and across the country, we've noticed a lot of the projects were a retrospective, kind of doing reenactments and other kinds of things and celebrating it from that perspective. And we wanted to do something different, thought we would look at moving forward and looking into the future or into the now of how women are voting. So we wanted a contemporary view of the anniversary. So we decided that we would do 100 videos with women around our community that talked about the importance of voting, that talked about what voting means to them, what they take into the voting booth, and you know, just hopefully would inspire people to think about the positions that they have as women in influencing and exercising their voice and the power of their voice. In addition to that, we wanted to do not just about voting at the ballot box. We're also talking about voting every day so that we became more aware, so we become more aware of the choices that we make in everyday decisions, because how we exercise our voice is more than just, you know, one time a year or during a local elections or during election cycles. We make that choice every single day in all the behaviors and all the actions and all the things that we do. So we wanted to build that into the project as well.
WUOT's participation in this is that we are running some of the audio files taken from your videos, and they'll be running on our station throughout the summer. When people are done hearing these minute-long modules, these excerpts from the interviews that you've produced, what do you hope people take away from that, the listeners take away from that experience?
I want people to understand why it's important to vote. One of the things that we have heard so many times in some of the interviews that we've conducted is a frustration that people don't think that their vote matters. And I think a better awareness and increased awareness of just why it's important to make sure your voice is heard. And also to think about the women. I mean, there are a lot of women that still today really fight for our right to voice our opinions. And we want to make sure that we don't take that for granted.
It sounds like part of your goal, in addition to being, you know, educational and informational, is sort of battling cynicism. Is that right?
Sure, absolutely. I think there is a complacency. You know, we don't feel like we need to get out there, and we don't need to get out for local elections or state elections. We prioritize which elections we think might be more important. And the reality is that they're all important, that they all affect our daily lives. And the more we become aware of that, and the more we can make sure that we participate in all of elections and really make sure that we understand what we're voting for, the better our communities are and the more empowered we feel as individuals, I think.
Well, I have to ask a COVID-related question because that is such a huge story, and it's occupying so many different sectors of our lives. As you mentioned a little earlier, sort of the cornerstone of this is actually getting women into a room to sit down and talk with you and do testimonials on video, recording the audio, which is very much an intimate or an in-person kind of thing. Has any of your work so far in finishing these interviews or conducting the interviews been curtailed by COVID? Have you been doing more like Zoom meetings or trying to record remotely? Or how has it affected your work so far on this project?
The project was bigger than just doing the interviews. So we have these other parts. And part of that project is actually doing a triathlon, believe it or not, which is sponsored by the USA Triathlon. We knew that we had all of these other parts of the project to do. So we did a lot of interviews pretty early on. So we've completed 60 so far. When the safer at home orders were put into place, it certainly affected our ability to interview. So we had, probably 15 or so interviews that were already on the book. And then we had to obviously cancel those and put them off. So what we did with those women, I just said, let's just hold tight, because what we really want to do is to do that in-person interview. What happens when you meet with someone and you have this conversation, it becomes quite emotional for a lot of folks. And some of the things that you probably won't hear, or you don't get the benefit of hearing in the interviews, is just the impact that even asking the question has had on the participants of the project, and also on us as we've conducted them. So the process has just been really powerful. So to answer your question in short, yes, it has impacted us, but I believe that we're at a place where we should be able to pick up with those interviews in the next few weeks, hopefully.
Amy Gibson is the co-creator, along with Bob Deck, of the project Every Woman Vote. You'll begin hearing audio samples of their interviews on WUOT beginning on May 4th. If you want to learn more about the project, just go to their website, everywomanvote.me. That's everywomanvote.me. Amy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Brandon.